facial recognition technology is beginning to replace passwords on smartphones, and it's also inching into public spaces, including schools. That has brought up a number of concerns. Carolyn Adolph of member station KUOW in Seattle reports.
The first thing you see when you arrive at the Seattle headquarters of internet streaming giant Real Networks isn't the receptionist. It's the screen that's looking for your face before the receptionist sees you coming.
So the first thing you have to do is get your face into the system.
That's Mike Vance of Real Networks, and this is his baby. It's called SAFER, Secure Accurate Facial Recognition.
So you just hit tap to start.
I can see a tight little circle grab hold of my face.
Yeah, just hit tap in the purple circle.
Okay.
There you go.
And then I'm registered.
And I see it's hunting for my face now that it knows.
Right.
Now every step I take here will be monitored by a machine that knows my name and knows that I'm not allowed to open any doors.
This is a request to register. This gets sent off to the school administration, and there's a final approval.
SAFER is a product Real Networks designed to improve school safety.
And this is really useful even in small schools where there's somebody at the front desk that knows everybody.
People with access can smile into a screen and open a door. Because people at the front desk aren't always there. SAFER can also take action if it sees someone denied access. It can alert security or call the police. SAFER is installed at a private elementary school in Seattle. Right now, according to Real Networks, no one is being forced to use it. Not so in New York State, where the Lockport School District is installing a network of cameras called Aegis. It is constantly looking at all the faces inside schools, watching for known criminals and kids who have been expelled or suspended, and also watching for weapons.
The system was pitched to the district as a way to keep bad people out of the building.
Jim Schultz is a parent of a sophomore at Lockport High School who has concerns about the system.
What nobody admitted until the very end was that this is going to be a set of 300 cameras that are going to be constantly filming the students and the teachers in the halls in every school in the district.
Schultz says he worries about how the data collected from all those cameras could potentially be used.
They can literally go back and create a map of who hung out with who in the halls, of who speaks to who. And you know, that is a whole other kind of surveillance. It could be used for all kinds of things, and it's just a violation of privacy that no one talked to parents about.
The Lockport School District says it hasn't yet decided what rules it will attach to the use of its new network of facial recognition cameras. Digital life is now full of examples where data taken for one reason is used later for a completely different reason.
And the extreme example of this is in China, where schools are heavily monitored and all of this information and data goes into a record of that student that not only is for disciplinary purposes in the school, but actually follows them around for the rest of their lives.
This is Shankar Narayan of the American Civil Liberties Union in Seattle.
Now, we may say that's China, it would never happen here, but we are building a surveillance infrastructure that would certainly enable that.
But the technology behind it may not be as accurate as tech firms suggest. The ACLU fed photos of members of Congress into an Amazon facial recognition product called Recognition. With a K. 28 were matched incorrectly to mugshot photos. Meanwhile, some Amazon employees have asked the company not to sell Recognition to the Trump administration, fearing the technology could end up being used by immigration enforcement.
So many times, there is mission creep. A system that's adopted for one purpose, down the line is used for another purpose and another purpose.
Back in Seattle, Mike Vance says Real Networks thought about allowing SAFER to record students' every move.
We debate, are there positive uses for this data and are there negative uses for this data?
The decision was not to use the technology for surveillance.
So you would know which students are on which camera, and that's about as far as you can go with it.
And that decision is part of the reason why the ACLU's Shankar Narayan says he's hopeful. The more people live with and work with facial recognition technology, he says, the more they will begin to define the values that they want to see respected. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.
And Eileen Buckley from WBFO in Buffalo contributed to Carolyn's story.